Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 11th, Tuesday, 2020, Day 42. Today's topic, God will thus distinguish us from other people. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. A word, time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 24, verses 1 to 6, Exodus chapter 32, verse 1 to chapter 33, verse 23, Matthew chapter 26, verse 69 to chapter 27, verse 14, Proverbs 8, verses 33 to 36. Today's main passage from Exodus chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, God with us distinguishes us from other people. Moses told God a simple but very powerful saying in today's Exodus chapter 33, verse 14 to 16. I just read it, and I am going to read it again, because it is so important. The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" Why I said this is a simple but powerful saying? Because even a church has big buildings, lots of money, lots of members, but without God's presence, maybe they would do these two things so that they can have God's presence, just as what Aaron and the leaders of the Israelites did. Number one, a huge offering. Those 2 million Israelites gave up their gold rings to make an offering to God. They made a physical image for them to worship God. As according to the meaning of that calf, it's not just what other people worshipped, but also they thought God was sitting above the calf for them to worship. They thought that God would accept their huge offering. Number two, they kept the feast to worship God and to offer burnt offering and peace offering. It's somewhat like people ignored political crisis during the time of World War I and World War II, that lots of people still live in an luxurious life. But what we can see is that they were not worshipping God. Then they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. In Hebrew, it means they were drunk and having all kinds of dirty party, including sex party. I got three D-I-S, this, the word of this, from today's passages. Number one, distinguish. That's from Exodus chapter 33, verse 16. What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? Number two, disown. Matthew chapter 26, verse 75. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times. Number three, disregard. Proverbs, today's Proverbs 8:30, verse 33. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Ah, the three dis. Distinguish, disown, disregard. If God is not with us, even we have lots of money to offer and our church building is big and beautiful, everything in the church is gold-plated, miracles and signs won't happen. Life won't change and there is not much difference to distinguish from other people. Church life is social life. People would disown Jesus just as what Peter did. And Christians would disregard Jesus' teaching and the warning of the Holy Spirit. If God is with us, the opposite of everything above will happen. Even those Israelites did not have a place to settle, but signs and wonders always happen. All people feared God and be willing to listen to God's servants, and God's glory will be shown forth. God with us distinguish us from other people. Do you agree? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to meet you each day and in your glory so that we can be distinguished from other people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, God with us distinguish us from other people. Do you agree? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.